Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Now next, if you're in the Munster area over the next few months and you see a plane flying terrifyingly low, you can relax. It's not in trouble. It's just looking at rocks, because flying at just 60 metres high, it's actually a geological survey called the TELUS project. It's mapping the area's soil, rock and radiation all from above. Jim Hodgson is senior geologist with Geological Survey Ireland and TELUS project manager, and he's on the line to tell us more. Good morning to you, Jim.
Good morning, Claire.
So explain to us what areas the survey plane is going to cover, and is it already underway?
So the TELUS survey, as you said, is a low-flying aircraft at 60 metres. We're flying all of County Kerry and the northern parts of northwest parts of Cork. And we're flying very low. We're just about to start. We're just doing the calibration flights at the moment. The aircraft is based in Shannon Airport. And people will see it flying low over the over rural areas, up and down over the next sort of 5 months, over the summer months.
Very low.
Very low. And the reason we fly very low is we need, the aircraft has three different types of instruments on board. One is a magnetometer. We measure variations in the Earth's magnetic field. We also measure the conductivity of the soils and the rocks. And we measure the natural radiation coming from the rocks as well. And the closer we are to the ground, the better the data we get from those instruments.
So this is a manned plane flying at 60 metres above ground level. So there's no question but people will notice this survey happening.
Not at all. And actually, if people are concerned or have sensitive livestock and they want to get in contact with us, we have an information line number, which is 1800 45 55 65. And what we do is we can actually ring people up the day before. So we submit a flight plan each day, and the pilots will be flying lines which are spaced 200 metres apart. And as they fly up, it's a bit like mowing the lawn. Basically, they fly up one line and then come back down the next line. And each day they do a sort of a block of lines. So if people want to be notified, we can ring people up the day before and let them know we're coming to their area.
Mm-hmm. And Jim, when people consider that a commercial flight will be at the 10,000 metre mark, 60 metres above ground is incredible. Is it quite dangerous for the pilots?
I wouldn't say it's dangerous. They're very well trained. They have been doing this for the past 13 years. And the pilots were joking, they probably know Ireland better than anyone else, because they've flown literally every field across the country since they started. We're governed by the Irish Aviation Authority kind of permits, and they put a huge amount of training in to make sure they kind of they fly safely. We are very restricted as well with the weather, so we can't fly if it's too windy, because that will blow us off the line. If the cloud is too low, the visibility is poor, and actually if it rains, it actually affects some of the instruments on board. So it can take quite a while, particularly in the west country, to get all the flying done.
Mm-hmm. And if you're flying over urban areas or over towns, you have to go a little higher, is that right?
That's correct. We have to fly at a higher altitude over urban areas.
So tell us then about the survey information. What sort of information are you gathering, and what's it going to be used for?
So in the geological survey, we love maps. and we're really interested about the geology and the subsurface. So what the geophysical data we collect allows us to produce even better maps. So traditionally, geological maps would have been created by people walking across the fields. They see an outcrop of rock and they mark it down on the map, and they move to the next point and they kind of join the dots. But the geophysical data allows us to see beneath the soil at the surface. And so we can produce really detailed maps of the geology and the different structures. And that's really important for a number of reasons. So obviously, the more knowledge we have, the better. But even drilling a water well, for example, you need to know what type of rock you're drilling into. Some rocks store water more efficiently than others. And we're also, as part of the department, the Geological Survey is part of the Department for the Environment, Climate and Communications. And we're involved in a lot of work on sort of geothermal energy research. We're drilling a lot of deep boreholes, going down to about sort of 2 kilometres. And obviously, the more information we have about the subsurface, the different types of rock, can actually improve our kind of management of that. We've also worked a lot with other agencies, for example, like the Environment Protection Agency. And one of the instruments we have, we're measuring natural radiation. So things like uranium, potassium, thorium, which were emitted from the soil and the rocks. And we've been working with the Environment Protection Agency looking at radon risk mapping, because radon is a decay product of uranium. And where we have high levels of uranium, we're likely to have high levels of radon. And we can actually use that, and we produce new sort of radon risk maps. So it's all about understanding the soils, the rocks, and using that information to sort of better manage the subsurface.
And listen, you'll know that it's not just people at Geological Survey Ireland who love maps, Jim. Lots of people are fascinated by them. Can they access this information? When will it be available?
So all of the information we collect is freely available and is actually available from the Geological Survey website, which is gsi.ie, or even if you just put in telus.ie, it will bring you to the Telus website, which will give you more information about the survey. And there's a viewer online there where people can actually look at the maps. So currently we're about 80% complete for the whole country for the airborne survey. The data takes a while once we've collected the data. So by the end of this year, hopefully we'll have most of the data collected. And it probably takes another sort of few months to do the quality control and data checking. And we publish not long after that. So probably the sort of start of the summer next year, we'll have the new data available. And then we have one more block, which will be County Clare next year, where we'll be flying. So after that, we'll have the whole country completed. And in fact, we'll probably be the best mapped country in the world when it comes to kind of airborne geophysical surveys and geochemistry.
But it's not just airborne surveying that you're doing. You mentioned, you know, people the old way, walking around and jotting down what they were finding. But that still happens, does it?
Yes. So we're actually, the Telus survey is there's actually two parts to it as well. So we have the airborne geophysics survey, and we also do a ground geochemistry survey. And actually, the samplers are out in kind of County Cork at the moment, finishing off the geochemistry survey. And this involves people effectively driving around, going to the kind of fields all across the countries and taking soil samples. And then when we have these soil samples, we then take them to the lab and we analyze them for lots of different sort of different types of elements, about 50 different elements. And again, we produce a map of the chemistry of the soils across the country. And again, this is really useful. We've been working with Chagas here, looking at kind of the fertility of the soil and how the chemistry will affect kind of the fertility and kind of the grass, say, that grows and the animals that eat them.
Well, that's fascinating, Jim, and thank you for telling us about it. Jim Hodgson there, who is Telus Project Coordinator. Dr. David Coleman will be with us next, answering parenting questions. 51551 for your texts.
Text 51551 today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.